Echo and Harper Audio present The Life and Times of Hannah Crafts, The True Story of the Bondwoman's Narrative by Greg Hekimovich, read by Ron Butler and Janina Edwards. For the descendant communities of Bertie County and Hertford County, North Carolina, who preserved the stories of women like Hannah Crafts for future generations. Autobiographies display the triumph of experience, but novels are acts of hope. Hilary Mantel, The Shape of Absence, London Review of Books, August 8, 2002.
Forward. The Life and Times of the Bondwoman's Narrative. Towards noon, the clouds blew off, and the sun came out. The young leaves whispered and talked, the birds sang, and the winds laughed among the trees. There was mirth and music around us. There was youth and love and joy for all things but our troubled hearts. Hannah Crafts. So wrote the first known African-American female novelist in a passage describing her initial attempt to escape bondage, attributed to her self-named protagonist, Hannah. The passage captures at once the optimism, love of nature, and even joy that suffuse her novel and her life, too. For Hannah Crafts, troubled hearts will beat against their confinement, but every natural fiber will still reach for freedom. The passage also demonstrates the author's generous, self-taught compositional style, just as the title she chose for her manuscript demonstrates her wit. For, as Greg Hekimovich reveals, the author cleverly placed the secret to this young female author's identity right before her reader's eyes, embedded in a pun in her novel's title. For much of her life, it would seem, Hannah Crafts' slave name was Hannah Bond, and she, no doubt, had been frequently referred to, in the manner common to plantation slavery, as the bondswoman before she escaped her enslavement by fleeing to the North shortly after her 30th birthday. All along, then, the title of her book was a clever pun, a veiled and cloaked clue to her hidden identity left in plain view for a century and a half for any of her potential readers to see. As Greg Hekimovich's biography now establishes, Hannah Crafts began life in 1826 in Bertie County, North Carolina, the mixed-race daughter of her first captor, Lewis Bond, and her enslaved mother, identified only as Hannah Sr. in slave inventories. Crafts shared with her contemporaries Harriet Jacobs, Frederick Douglass, and William Wells Brown both the paternity of her enslaver and the boldness to use her proximity to the household to steal the forbidden fruit of literacy. And steal this fruit she did, to an extent so very sophisticated as to arise in skeptics doubts that an unschooled, untrained, enslaved black female in the middle of the 19th century could possibly have penned such a sophisticated novel, one clothed in prose as compelling as the narrative style of her fugitive slave contemporary, Frederick Douglass. I first engaged Crafts' story obliquely through my many conversations with my old friend Dorothy Porter Wesley, the world-renowned librarian, archivist, and bibliographer. After I authenticated the identity of Harriet E. Wilson and published Wilson's novel, Our Nig, 1859, the earliest novel to later appear in print by a black woman, Dorothy liked to tease me. "It won't even be close," she playfully taunted, referring to a work she claimed to have in her possession. She told me that the work she held was rarer and even more valuable than Our Nig, but that she had not completed her research on it. I thought she was signifying, to tell you the truth. But after she mentioned this lost treasure several times, after her teasing had itself become a leitmotif during our visits, I began to wonder to what lost masterpiece she could be referring. When Dorothy's daughter, Connie, settled her mother's estate, she arranged to sell some of her papers at auction. I discovered this fact when I received the Swan Auction Gallery's catalog in 2001. There it was, Lot 30, unpublished original manuscript. The item was listed as a 301-page handwritten manuscript purportedly written by a female fugitive slave.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?